You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Boxing.
Real boxing. Finally. MMAfighting.com is covering real boxing. Not this, Manny Pacquiao and, you know, stuff that other people are interested in. And
I'm tired what's of mixing martial arts.
No I'm tired mixing. Of mixing.
No more mixing.
No. This one, is how.
Pick one and go with it.
We are here. This is the voice of Alexander Keeley. You can probably see my face by now. To talk about to preview the Paul Woodley card that is going on Sunday night. And yes, we are focusing on just the one martial art, the sweet science of boxing. I am joined by the illustrious, the incredible Jose Youngs.
I thought I was a curmudgeon. What changed?
Curmudgeons can be illustrious and incredible.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. And of course, the best producer in the business, the man who needs no introduction, who I keep introducing anyway, E.K. Cline.
I'm in Cleveland.
This man is in Cleveland.
I'm in Cleveland.
He's been in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
He has been at all of the Paul Woodley festivities, bringing you guys some of the hottest live video that you can get from this event. So if you've been enjoying this coverage or not enjoying this coverage, you can have Casey to thank for it. Okay. So, Casey, we've talked about it quite a bit. We did a bit of a morning weigh-in today, which people can find that. If you guys want to see that raw official weigh-in footage, we have that.
That was fun, wasn't it? I thought the weigh-ins were fun.
Sure. I kind of watched some. I wasn't watching the ceremonials live. I did watch what we uploaded, some of the highlights. Jose, were you watching the whole ceremonials live? I assume you were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah. Give me a read on today's ceremonials for anyone who else went and missed it.
My biggest takeaway is there's a lack of drum lines in the UFC. Mm. There's a lack of giant. Megatron-esque robots with highlights of their fighter's opponent playing on his pecs. There's a lack of gotcha hat moments. There's just the UFC's missing out on a lot of things, specifically giant robots and drum lines. And you put those two things in a room and Jose's entertained. So all in all, I had a good time watching and I wasn't even there.
Casey, were you disappointed that we did not have we had a gotcha hat attempt? It was not successful. We were a little disappointed that we didn't get a Gotcha Hat sequel.
That what's the question? Am I acknowledging your
disappointment? I'm asking, are you disappointed, or is it a good thing that we didn't get another kind of repeat of that ugly incident? I don't know how that was watching it in real time. How was all that?
Oh, I didn't even actually notice the hat thing in real time. Because it was just. If you watch the video,
so many people
on stage, like I actually couldn't tell who Tyron was. I was like, because I think Tyron had a hat on, and there were just so many people on stage. I was just like, where is he? I was actually just looking for Ariel. It's like, where's Ariel? So Ariel was just like, it was Mike and stuff. But we didn't talk. Wait, before we get into all the festivities and stuff, hold on, I got to show you something.
Oh yeah, sure. I know what you're bringing up. Please show the people.
This is the coolest thing ever, and I'm pretty much
you've been in the business for a long time, and this is like maybe the greatest thing.
Where is it? Yeah, here it is. Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Please show them all. Oh my goodness. I didn't know. I didn't know what Jose mentioned, just mentioned. That's what was happening. That's what's happening on the Chester. That is highlights from. You said that's Tyron Woodley's fights.
Those are Tyron Woodley getting beat on his Strikeforce days.
That is
because Showtime has the rights to Strikeforce, so they can play them.
Oh,
look at that! Look at Jake Paul. He didn't just throw some random video footage that wind up getting some lawsuit or something. He actually threw a footage he can actually air on Mr. Robot's pectorals.
What's the robot's name? Because I know the UFC's old robot was Cletus. What's this one?
Oh, I didn't mean... Wait, first of all, the robot talks. It has a voice.
Yeah.
It's like it can talk to you. And I wasn't expecting that. That kind of threw me off. I was like, I bow to my robot overlord.
Mm.
And
as you do.
As you do. Because they are our future.
It's better leaders. to curry favor now.
Yeah. But... what was the question again?
That's the correct answer. I was just kind of asking, what was your thoughts on the general chaos? Okay, you didn't really see the hat.
But I didn't see the hat thing. I met the giant robot. He was very, quite the gentleman. But the hat thing, it's good promotion. I think, the thing at the press conference with Mama Woodley, that was real. This was both those gentlemen kind of having a little fun, you know, just getting a little bit. That's what I felt. And I'm okay with that. You know, a little bit of, wrestling. You know, so no issue with that. Good times. I thought the weigh-ins were actually super entertaining. I agree with everything Mr. Jose said. Need more drum lines, need more giant robots, need more tattoo artist celebrities. I mean, I'm sure there's some issues. I mean, she's not everyone's favorite, but just the fact that they just went with it. They're going with the gimmick and they're all in. And it was great seeing our colleague Eric Helwani on stage with Jimmy Lennon. I don't know, it was cool. The crowd was hot. I mean, I don't know how it came off on the broadcast, but it was a super hot crowd. It was a super hot crowd. I mean, even breaking up the weigh-ins with guests. You know, they had Logan Paul. The sponsor thing, I get that, whatever. You know, it's just a thing. And I don't care at all about Barstool, whatever, but the crowd popped for them. So, whatever. You know, not everything has to be for me, and I'm completely fine with that. You know? So,
Those El Presidente and Big Cat are the exact demographic that will tune into a Jake Paul fight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get it, you know. And we have to remind people, this card isn't for everybody. This is really for a younger demographic, honestly. And then we get dragged in through the Tyron Woodley UFC MMA angle, you know. So good times. It was good. It was exciting.
I feel like it's been a really strong fight week for the Paul Woodley event. I understand there's people out there who nothing is going to make them want to watch this or treat this seriously. I mean, really, nobody should treat this seriously. But I mean, it's going to it's going to look at it in a positive way. But for what it is, man, they have been, I think they've been firing on all cylinders. You mentioned, of course, our boy Ariel doing some great work for Showtime. I have to tell again, if you've not, plenty of time for tomorrow's fight, and this is this evening, if you have not watched the sit down he had with Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul, I cannot recommend it enough. It is on Showtime. It is on YouTube. It is on Jake Paul's YouTube. So check that out because they've just been hitting everything.
You see how many views that got in the first few hours?
I saw on I didn't see it. How many?
The Showtime only one, and this is just a YouTube only, just a full video. Like within 12 hours, had like almost 2 million views or something crazy. That's just the legit Showtime one. It was also in Jake Paul's. I didn't check that, and the countless other clips that were ripped off in other sites. Just A+ promotion from Showtime and MVP, whatever Jake Paul's promotion, MVP, whatever. We go to all these UFC events and we kind of come on, Dana, sell the fight, do your job as a promoter. But man, this week, from Tyron Woodley to the actual fighters to the promotion to the broadcaster, great job.
That's got to be a lot of Showtime too. This is not they put on like I remember the first Fury Wilder fight. It felt the same thing. Like every single day, there was something that just kind of blew up. And that I like the stare down thing they do where they sit across from the table. That's very much a boxing thing, specifically BT Sport. The only one I can think of that did that in the UFC was Masvidal and Till did that before their London card. And it was good, but they didn't hate each other, was the thing. Yeah. So they kind of lost a lot, but they talked a lot of trash, but it was like competitive trash talk. And I wish the UFC did that more often.
Didn't Cruz and Dillashaw do something similar? Well, no, it wasn't like a table, but it was like a sit down interview.
Yeah,
kind of got to. And I, but along those lines, I'd love to see more of that stuff. I would just, we just don't get to see these guys as a lot of these UFC fighters as unfettered and unfiltered as we'd like to. I don't know, that might be a good thing in some cases, but overall. And I understand they can't do it every week. Again, this is a promotion that hosts.
You pick and choose. Yeah, it kind of.
Yeah, 40 something cards a week, but certainly, you'd like to see more opportunities. Well,
one thing I do disagree with real quick, AK, when you said, no one should take this seriously. I kind of felt that way coming into the fight week, but seeing Tyron Woodley and his intensity, especially when he said this is for Mama Woodley and all this stuff, and seeing, I honestly believe that Jake Paul and his camp are taking this very seriously too. Not only for the violence that Tyron Woodley can bring to them if they don't take it seriously, but just the massive amounts of money that can be potentially made with a strong performance from Jake Paul. Even though it's a joke fight, I honestly believe these two gentlemen who are going to be punching each other tomorrow night, just down the street from me, they are taking it in the most serious they could possibly take. You know, like for Tyron Woodley, I'm sure this feels just as the intensity is just as big as, any of his biggest fights in the UFC. I honestly feel that way. So,
And look, he's treating it that way. He's saying all the right things. He's really talking me into kind of picking him. I'll be honest. I haven't made my official prediction yet. I think I'm still going to lean towards Jake Paul because Tyron's pretty good at the media. He has a habit of saying all the right things before his fights. So we'll get to the picks in a second, guys. Normally I would save this question for last, but I think, given what we're talking about, I want to use it first. We kind of said before, we thought this pay-per-view will be a success if it does like 800,000, which I still think is a crazy high number. But again, it seems to be trending in that direction at least. So after, I guess we just talked about recently, but again, 24 hours later from the last time we talked about it, do you guys feel more confident that this gets closer to that seven-figure pay-per-view buy mark? Jose, what do you think?
It's going to get close. I just think the only difference between this and the Askren one is you had all of those celebrities attached to it and like the whole Trilla thing. So you had like Snoop Dogg and Bieber and like Ice Cube and everything. Like those are celebrities that kind of cross it, like obviously aren't involved in the boxing and sporting world. So they could bring in an entire audience that maybe would never watch a boxing fight ever again. They just wanted to watch a Justin Bieber concert before a fist fight. So I think this one, I think it's going to get close, but if it does seven figures, I can't imagine like any other Jake Paul fight will ever do below seven figures. I think this is going to be like the benchmark because there's no circus. There's no Mike Tyson in the main event. There's no musical acts that are surrounding this. This is literally just built on a fist fight. I think after tomorrow, we're going to get a real gauge on how big of a draw Jake Paul really is. But I think it's going to get really close to it.
I just threw a poll in the YouTube, guys. For anyone watching on YouTube, how many pay-per-view buys do you think it'll get? And I've said over a million, somewhere in the 800,000 range or 700,000 range or less than 600,000. So we'll see what the people think. Casey, what's your feeling? Are you feeling more confident that this actually could, as Jose just said, it really is just about the fight this time? No Doja Cat, no Bieber, no Black Keys. if Doja Cat was there, easy 1 million.
No slap fighting, no slap.
No Ric Flair. No Urkel and Snoop Dogg. Mm. Yes, we remember. All remember.
No Pete Trailer Davidson. Fondly. There's a lot of no.
Yeah. No
intoxicated Oscar De La
Hoya. This is just boxing in its purest form. We have a title fight as well. Again, we'll talk a little more down the card in a second. But just talking about the Paul Woodley attraction, will it be enough, Casey, do you think, to hit that seven figures?
I can't give you a number because I'm kind of my gauge is this going to be better or worse than Paul versus Askren? I think that to me that's kind of the bar, because in the MMA media and the fans, that fight, I mean, that card was just like, no one wants to see the Black Keys. We want to see fights, not Doja Cat. It was like over and over and over and over. Okay, well, Showtime listened, and this is what you got. You got Jake Paul against a legitimate fighter coming to boxing just like Askren. Very little professional experience from boxing experience from both guys. So this is what the fans wanted. They wanted a legitimate fight, you know, for their relative, you know, experience levels. So I don't know, honestly. I can't. It feels bigger. I am more interested in this fight than I was in the Askren fight. But I actually don't think it's going to do as well, unfortunately, because...
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury, not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, the art of simplified finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank and Trust. Members FDIC.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
I just feel that way because I feel like this is a real fight, and I feel like that kind of crowd isn't, maybe they don't want to see real fights. They just want to see circus acts and Doja Cat, which is cool, but I don't know. Don't know if they're going to tune into Showtime for a real fight.
I think Tyron certainly looks better to the casual viewer. You know, with respect to Ben Askren, he was retired. Two, he'll be the first one to tell you, like, look, he's not a bodybuilder. You know, he's never been that guy who's gonna they're gonna make a calendar out of. Tyron Woodley, even at his veteran status, at his venerated age, looks incredible. I mean, he looks incredible on scale. I think anyone who, again, if they had never heard of Tyron Woodley before, might be looking at this time for the first time, be like, oh crap, this guy is gonna definitely beat the living hell out of Jake Paul. Jake Paul also in great shape, of course. But so from that sense, I do wonder if Woodley is just a more attractive option, pay-per-view option. He couldn't quite, you know, he also has a different way of selling the fights than Ben Askren. So yeah, it is a different thing. And like we said, there just seems to be less spectacle.
This card's also on a Sunday, too. I don't know how big of a factor that's going to play into. It's also, like, remember when Askren fought Paul, there were still a lot of people who didn't really want to go out on a Saturday night. They didn't want to be in public. True. So I'm true. Not, again, I don't know. It's no, a lot no, of question marks.
Not in Ohio, not in Cleveland. I mean,
I imagine. I've been to Ohio a few times. As soon as you went, I'm like, I bet there's no mask in that auditorium.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was, no mask. It's wild. And about after 11 p.m. out in these streets, it's like, it's wild. But, yeah, the Sunday thing, I forget. Yeah, I keep forgetting it's Sunday. But you know what? We thought that for Mayweather Logan Paul, and by all accounts, that was very successful business wise, and that was on a Sunday too. So yeah, super, super interested.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm just going to check here quickly. The how many pay per view buys supposedly? I think it supposedly did a million. Mayweather, Logan Paul. So of course Mayweather, much more proven pay per view draw than any of the guys we've talked about today. So that was a factor in it as well.
I also think Logan Paul's a bigger deal than his younger brother anyway.
I have no idea. I have no gauge for it. I have no idea because
Logan. I'm pretty confident when I say Logan is more popular of the two on the internet. Whether who's the better boxer? I would assume Jake is the better boxer. But in terms of interest, it's Logan. And then if you add Floyd Mayweather into it, I would be shocked if this fight did more than that fight, than the Mayweather Logan fight.
I'm a little surprised at our poll results so far because so this morning when we were asking just who was going to win the fight, it was pretty strong Woodley contingent, about 68-69% by the time we ended the poll. And it made sense. This is MMA Fighting's YouTube channel. I would assume most people watching are MMA fans, so they picked Woodley. However, it looks like they're confident that this will do over a million buys. We have 42%. So a considerable majority saying it will do over a million. With less than a million coming in a second at 24%. So I've been a little surprised. I thought most people are kind of saying they won't buy it.
That's an incredible success.
If it does that, that's insane. Incredible. That's insane.
And yes. Good on Jake Paul. Good on Tyron Woodley. Good on Showtime.
I
just want to say this real quick too. Also,
yeah, please.
As far as like big fight feels, this felt. It didn't quite have a Conor type of, energy, but there definitely is a different energy when the weigh-in started, and I could hear all those girls screaming and just like I think there were a lot of MMA fans here, and they were just kind of booing, Jake, even though he's from Ohio and stuff. It was just there was a definite energy at the workouts and at the fans were there at the open workouts where there were fans and at the weigh-ins, and I don't know if they had any reverse shots in the arena in the theater, but like that place was pretty dang packed, and it was it was a great energy, and it felt like a big fight, and it felt like I want to be here. Like this sometimes I'm at fight weeks, like, all right, it's a job, I'm gonna cover this fight and everything, but this was like, okay, I'm gonna remember this moment. I'm happy I'm here at this Jake Paul fight. So yeah, it's being here, it's an interesting event. I will remember this.
I have not seen you with this kind of energy, Casey, in a while. I will say you seem enthused to be in Cleveland, Ohio, to be covering this and witnessing this live. So
the UFC has just become a car wash. It's the same thing. It's over. Like I remember when Casey and I were at the Conor fight in July. We talked to like every media person. We're like, oh my God, let's just get through this week. There's also no title on the line. It was a fight that was just like, this is a fight that's happening, I guess. So not since what, Izzy Romero? Was there like an actual like giant UFC pay-per-view? I guess the Houston one was a big deal,
But like what Jose said, the UFC events, at least I'm talking from more of a media perspective. It just, same thing, Here it was just it's just wild. Like the weigh-ins were wild. Like when they did the face-off between the main eventers, like because it's just wild. Like all the fans just ran up the aisles and they just kind of bum rushed the security and they just couldn't stop it. But the fans, nothing got crazy or anything. But they were just boom. We went to the front and I was like, okay, luckily nothing bad happened. Like no one got trampled or anything. But that's what I kind of like about boxing. It's kind of
Boxing is such a wild, wild west. Boxing, the media and the fans and the promotion, it is literally just everyone running towards something. Yeah. It's always people pushing to get closer. It is nuts. If anyone's watching this that's never covered a boxing event, don't think it's like the UFC. It is chaos. It is chaos. The only thing that's harder is the NBA.
But it's the kind of chaos we love. Let's be honest. And clearly,
I don't love it. I can take it in doses.
Yes, again,
like for fights like this, like for a Mayweather fight and a Canelo fight, I can take it. But like when I covered other boxing events that weren't like as big, I would talk to the beat. I'm like, dude, I don't know if I could cover this sport all of the time, and I love it. But it's just a different world.
Yeah. Look, if we were covering, if Casey, if you had to cover again, random box every week, you probably will burnt out a little bit with that as well. So variety is the spice of life, right, my friends? Variety is the spice of life.
You just got a boxing media. You just got to be rude and shove a camera in someone's face in your boxing media.
Shove a camera in their face, shove a recorder maybe. Guys, we actually have to talk about the fight itself. I think I know we talked about it a bit, but let's get specific tonight. I think this will be our last show, maybe doing a deep dive before Sunday night, unless we're doing. Yeah, I believe this will be it. So let's. We've talked about who we think will win. Obviously, some things may have changed over the last 24 hours, 48 hours. So, Jose, I'll go to you first. And I don't want to just a winner. I want paint me a picture. How is this fight going to go? Just talking about the main event, Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley. Who's going to win? What round? Because it's go to a decision. Paint me a picture here, Jose.
Tyron Woodley, third round TKO. Wow. I think Jake Paul is an extremely... I don't want to say he's underappreciated boxer. Like, I'm just talking about the actual physical thing, but he's such a character that people kind of overlook. Like, he's actually, outside of his tomfoolery, and as Tyron Woodley said many a time, which I hope is added to the lexicon of the fight world, malarkey that Jake Paul goes through. Jake Paul's doing all right. Like, he has a very good camp. He went to Puerto Rico for a long time and trained. He's taking it very seriously. He has a very good jab from all the boxing pundits I've talked to. He's got a real good right hand. There's just so many questions that I have about his ability to get out, like actually be in a boxing match, because everyone he's fought two YouTubers, an NBA, a retired NBA player, and Ben Askren, who is a wrestler. All of those people have reached some sort of popularity in terms of two of them, like Nate Robinson, the NBA player, Ben Askren, they've reached the pinnacle of their sport in the NBA and the UFC, but they weren't boxing matches. It wasn't a technical like athletic competition. That was just Nate Robinson went in there and went 100% guns blazing until he got knocked out, which everyone that's watched any sort of combat sports know you can't do that. Ben Askren is, as every UFC fighter we interviewed, should not have been the one to quote unquote represent the MMA world in a solely striking competition. Tyron Woodley's obviously been training with Floyd Mayweather's team. He looks really good on the mitts, but so did Ronda Rousey, and she wasn't obviously the best boxer in the world, regardless of what the UFC and Dana White said. I want to see what Jake Paul does when he faces someone that knows how to manage their cardio, manage their distance, you know, look for openings, not just go out there, guns blazing, or just get clipped once and then you go down, because we've seen Ben Askren knocked out a bunch of times. So I have too many questions with Jake, and I've seen Tyron Woodley go 25 rounds. Yes, he's lost fights that have gone 25 rounds, but he's also won fights that he's gone 25 rounds, and he's fought in specialists like Damian Maia and Stephen Thompson. He's done a pretty good job of negating their specialty. So is this a clear-cut Tyron Woodley fight win? No. I think it's a lot closer to 50-50, but I just know I have more data, as fighters say, in the computer for Tyron Woodley than I do for Jake Paul. And for that, I just give the slight edge. Tyron Woodley, I'm just going to assume he can at least hurt, do some sort of damage to Jake Paul. And for all we know, Jake Paul has a chin of granite and he's the next Max Holloway. So I don't know. Or he can just go to sleep in one round. I don't know. And that seems to be the deciding factor to me. So I'm just going to go with Tyron Woodley based on the data that I've seen over the last few years.
Jose taking the analytical approach. He can only predict what he has seen. He cannot, like you said, it's a lot of guesswork on the Jake Paul side. We do know a lot about Tyron Woodley, and he's saying third round knockout TKO for Tyron Woodley. Casey, paint me a picture. Not just who's going to win, how's this going to go down?
I have zero clue.
That's why this fight, because the Poirier McGregor fight, everyone kind of assumed like, oh, Poirier's just going to do it again. This fight has so many questions, and I'm going to be tense the whole time. It's like when Conor fought like Eddie, or I was like, oh, I don't know who's going to win this fight, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just so many unknowns, like really important unknowns. Like, how good is he at doing the boxing?
How good is he at the sport he's about to do?
It's just I don't buy into the whole Tyron Woodley's washed up or anything. I still believe he's if in MMA, he's still at worst a top 15 welterweight. And more importantly, everyone that Jake Paul has beaten, I absolutely 100% believe Tyron Woodley would have done the same exact thing in the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like, Tyron Woodley, mm-hmm. if he would have fought Ben Askren in a boxing match, he would have knocked out Ben Askren within a round. He would have knocked out, I don't know, the other guys, whatever, the KSI or Nate Robinson. Is KSI him or is that Logan?
It was KSI's younger brother, Deji.
Okay, whatever.
So
okay,
he fought Deji.
Yeah. Logan fought KSI.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Guys, you guys know this. You guys know your stuff.
Yeah, celebrity boxing beat.
Yeah, so nothing that Jake Paul has done in the ring, I don't think that Tyron Woodley can do also. The difference to me is how much is Jake Paul improved and how much will size be a factor?
Yeah.
And the size will be significant. It won't be like, it's not like, you know, Pride, you know, freak show fight size difference. You know, it's not Butterbean versus Genki Sudo or anything, but there will be a significant size difference, reach and strength. But Tyron Woodley is a professional fighter who knows how to hit people. And I don't care, like Brandon Moreno, if a proper punch, he can knock out a heavyweight. You know, like if you're a professional fighter and you know how to throw a punch, you can knock out anyone. Oh man, but how's this fight gonna go? I like experience. I am gonna go with Tyron Woodley. I think a lot with what Jose said. I'm going third or fourth round TKO finish. I think Tyron's gonna be able to wear Jake Paul out and eventually just get him. I'm having a hard time visualizing it, but I am picking Woodley. But I'm going with what I know too. But yeah. We'll see, and we're gonna know a lot more about Jake Paul. I think who do you think we're gonna know more about
after Jake? The fight? It's 100%.
Oh yes,
Jake.
Yeah, okay. Jake.
100%. Yeah, it's so because how we don't we know
the data here. Nothing. A lot of data here.
Like the only thing we can go is up. Like, we know so much about Tyron Woodley's just ability outside of his actual boxing. I know nothing about Jake Paul's like actual skills.
Yeah. And Jake Paul even like, has he even like shown him like doing mitt work really?
Nope.
Yeah.
Maybe
early on.
He has, but I think it was very showy. Like okay. It was like for the cameras, like he was throwing these crazy haymakers. It was a lot of shoulder movement and like head moving around. I'm like, wow, he's going to get his head destroyed if he actually punched.
Oh, there you go.
Hmm?
We lost your audio for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Just it came back.
You said that Tyron might be a top 15 welterweight still. I would put him top 10 in MMA's global rankings. Like Douglas Lima sits at 10 and Vicente Luque is 9. Like I would have no problem if you wanted to put Tyron Woodley at 10 above Bilal Muhammad and Rory McDonald.
Yeah, absolutely.
Top 10 welterweight in the world still.
That's what I was going at worst. You really absolutely don't like Woodley. Yeah, he's still top 15.
You guys are both going with Woodley. Casey, you think around the same range, third round, fourth round. I'm also going third round finish, guys, but I am sticking with the pick I've probably had since this fight was first announced. I am sticking with Jake Paul. I said I would never, I shouldn't say never, but you know, under most circumstances, I'm probably not going to pick Tyron Woodley to win a fight ever again after the Colby Covington fight. The Colby Covington was the one, a lot of people were kind of off the Tyron Woodley bandwagon after the Gilbert Burns loss, but I was still like, give him the right matchup that motivates him, and we'll see that sort of hints at least of that vintage Tyron Woodley. And I thought Colby Covington would be that fight. Obviously, it didn't turn out that way. It was a really, I would say, a disappointing performance if you're a fan of Tyron Woodley. And he lost by injury in the fifth round. And then Tyron, by the time the Luque fight came around, I was like, there's no way he's beating Luque. So I kind of have to stay with that here. I know it's not MMA. I know it's someone who, as a combat sports athlete, is much less experienced and qualified than the guys that have beaten Woodley during this losing streak. But still, I just wonder, even as good as Woodley is at saying all the right things and building up a fight and making me feel more confident about how he's going to perform on Sunday night, I just wonder if he's at that point in his career, he's had too many fights and you just can't pull that trigger anymore. You just can't snap to action like you used to. You know, those muscles just don't react the way you want them to. There's a disconnect between the mental and the physical. I know this is intangible stuff we're kind of dissecting here, but I don't know how else to explain some of the performances he's had. This is a very different thing. It's new, but it's still a fight. And I've kind of given up on Woodley as a fighter right now. So hopefully, hey, hopefully Poozie wrong, and win or lose, it's a great fight, but I am going Jake Paul and by third round.
I want to ask you guys, both of you guys, because I'm not on the rankings panel for MMA fighting, and in 2 days we should have a new rankings in a week.
Correct.
Week or so, right? So as of in August, Stephen Thompson was 5 and Michael Chiesa was 8 and Vicente Luque was 9. That is clearly going to get shifted around because Vicente Luque beat Chiesa and Stephen Thompson got pieced up by Gilbert Burns, which means Vicente Luque is probably going to sit at 6. Because Amislav, I assume, will move up to 5, and Stephen Thompson will fall out of the top 5, which means Tyron Woodley will have only lost to 1, 2, 3, and 5 in our MMA fighting rankings, which means he could theoretically be a top 6 or 7 welterweight in the UFC, even higher than 10. I'm just assuming because I know that MMA fighting's panels are just all over the place, but honestly, welterweight seems pretty cut and dry. Like Kamaru Usman's clear cut 1, and then Colby Covington, Burns, and Edwards 2, 3, 4.
Yep. The MMA math is in Tyron Woodley's favor. If we're just talking about resume, and again, who has he lost to? Right, just guys that you would now put ahead of him in the rankings. It's not like he suffered some crazy upset to someone at 170 that shouldn't have beaten him. Every fight he lost was one where we're like, oh, okay, yes, it makes sense that he lost to this guy. But again, like I said, for me, I just wonder now he's 39 years old, 39. Turned 39 in April. And again, has been fighting for a long time, both in wrestling, MMA, and now his first step into boxing. So I'm just a little skeptical. Before we move on, we're going to talk about a little bit of something else on the card real quick, but any final thoughts, gentlemen, about that main event?
This week on The Pitch, would you like fries with that?
People are what make franchises run. The person who knows the business inside and out.
Yep.
Not someone who came off Wall Street because their check clears. Franchairs is the first investment marketplace where people can invest in franchises.
So you said $800 billion is what this market is a year. And hundreds of businesses are actually franchised businesses.
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
There are more brands franchised than there are stocks on the NASDAQ.
Oh.
You're raising a $4 million price round.
And what are the terms on that?
The $19 million post-money valuation.
And do you not think that the valuation is a little frothy?
This week, things get frothy when Kenny Rose brings a new alternative investment class to retail investors. Go right now and subscribe to The Pitch wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm excited. When those two gentlemen walk out, I'm already getting that kind of like, oh my God, it's happening type of, you know, something's going to happen type of vibe. So, I like big fights. This is a big fight somehow in this absurd world. This absurd world with Tyron Woodley, one of the most, you know, honestly, but for the fans, not media, but for the fans, was one of the most despised champs for a little bit. Kind of did this kind of, you know, turn, and now he's like this. I hate that storyline, the whole savior for MMA or MMA versus boxing. I don't like that at all.
Silly. This is very silly.
Yeah, silly. But I just think this is an absurd match that somehow within these last couple months makes sense. And here we are, and I'm excited about it. And I have no real strong leaning how it's going to go.
Would you guys say Jake Paul is the third biggest prize fighter in combat sports?
Oh my goodness. Behind what, Floyd and Connor?
Well, I'm not counting Floyd. I'm saying Connor and Canelo are 1-2. Well, regardless, you could swap those two if you want. Canelo and Connor 1-2. I would probably, is Jake 3?
That's
Logan 3?
That sounds so insane, and yet
like they're bigger draws than Deontay Wilder. That is obvious.
Sure, Tyson Fury,
outside Anthony of Joshua. The UK, like Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury will draw all of England, but are they going to draw like packed houses in Las Vegas and LA and all that? Probably not.
I think the Pacquiao fight just did what, 250, or they said like 250, 300,000 buys, something like that. Yeah. Like a, you know,
Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder do as big a numbers in Cleveland as Jake Paul in his hometown? Probably
no,
not.
No.
No.
No. I just want to say one thing about you guys. Casey, you mentioned I don't care if Jake Paul fights another MMA fighter next. This whole savior of MMA stuff, it has to die. I don't know if you guys saw Kaposa at Quebec Hitman on Twitter. He's like, how MMA will be after Tyron Woodley saves it. And it was just like a golden trash can. And I'm like, that's the perfect, that's the perfect image here. Okay, guys, let's jump ahead a bit here before we head off. One other fight, guys, one other fight that you guys want to talk about before. It's actually a really nice looking card, if I'm being honest, a really nice boxing card. Casey, what's one fight that you want to see?
Coming into the week, I was super excited about the Serrano fight. I was just excited about the co-main event. And I felt this week, I think people are hyped for it still. I think it's going to be a big kind of coming out party for Serrano. And a million pay-per-view buy being the co-main event, I just think that's exciting. But, man, Anthony Taylor. He did it this week. Man, like he's the chosen one. He came in as an opponent to lose to Tommy Fury, but man, he's got that man's got me invested. He's gonna get his butt kicked, but I want to see him get his butt kicked. You never know. And I like, dude, he came to the weigh-ins. I don't know if you watch our weigh-in stream, and he got there a little too early, or he actually just came too straight to the scale and didn't even actually check in with the commission. So he just got on the scale and they're like, what are you doing? You got to go check in. So, all right. Okay. But before he went over there, he just did an impromptu interview before the weigh-ins at the scale with Eric Helwani on Instagram. I was just like, he had so much energy
this morning. He was bouncing around that little room that you guys were.
I'm an Anthony Taylor fan. Sure. And and Tommy Fury is good looking. That's it.
Yes, a reality TV star, pro boxer, and should he beat Anthony Taylor, very likely in line for a possible fight with Jake Paul next. Jose, what's the one fight that you outside the main event that you want to?
I think Jake Paul will fight Tommy Fury if Jake Paul loses. I don't think they're going to fight because I think Tommy Fury has the last name and he's the half brother of Tyson Fury. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about MMA fight, like this guy or gal got to the title fight and their opponent's record was like 4-5. Like, who did they beat? Tommy Fury's first fight, his opponent had 10 wins and 102 losses.
Okay.
He also fought someone that was 2-25. Like, let's step back on the Tommy Fury hype train. I think he fought someone that was like 0-10. Like his opponents are like fighters. A combined like 15-200. Like I think Jake Paul beats Tommy Fury. Honestly, that's literally like I think Tommy Fury is a good looking guy. I've said this a few times. I run all of our social media pages. Dude moves the needle. His workout, his weigh in, and everything he did has eclipsed Tyron Woodley. But in terms of Tommy Fury has eclipsed a lot of Tyron Woodley. Like his weigh-in did more than Jake and Tyron combined. So moves the needle. I want to see him fight. Like also, this is four rounds, which bothers me. Should be six, but I don't know the details behind that. It is what it is. But I to be determined with Tommy Fury because
sure.
I think Tyron Woodley is a better opponent than all of the. Well, maybe box because you fight 130 times professionally boxing. You've probably seen everything, but I don't. I think Tyron Woodley probably beats that guy too.
Guys, let's pour one out for the club fighters. The club fighters who bolster some of these records when celebrities decide to fight. And these are the guys they call. So Mr. Whatever 10-130, we salute you. So
I just looked his name up. There is no chance I can pronounce this man's name, so not even gonna try.
So that's probably the one fight other people will be talking about, though thankfully bumped to the co-main event, a featherweight bout between defending WBO, WBC, IBO champion Amanda Serrano and Yamileth Mercado. This is a huge opportunity for Serrano, who's she's like 41-1 or something like that.
Yeah.
A great talent and is really getting an enormous platform here.
It's probably
30 KOs.
I'd say second pound for pound on the women behind Clarissa Shields. If you want to tell me Katie Taylor's number two, that means Serrano's three. Sure. I don't know. That's just... Doesn't matter to me. I also, isn't Amanda Serrano like one of only three boxers ever, men and women's, to win titles in three weight classes or six weight classes? I think Pacquiao and Oscar De La Hoya are the only other two. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the same category as those two, like, you're doing something right. She also beat Heather Hardy. She's the first one to give Heather Hardy a loss.
And is also boxing. Also 2-0-1 in MMA. Also undefeated MMA fighter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Two first round submissions.
There were submission victories?
And Casey, I know that you'll be interested in this. She had been training for a while at the WWE Performance Center too, because she wanted mm-hmm. to jump over into the world of professional wrestling. She got on my a lot of MMA fans radar, because I don't know if you remember, she offered to fight Ronda in both MMA and boxing back in like 2015. This was like peak Ronda. Yeah. She's like, I will fight you in both.
I remember hearing her name, but like I never really dove into who she was. But I remember her name popping up a lot. So
she took a lot of issue with Ronda being on the cover of Ring.
Hmm.
Yeah, all right,
rightfully so. Cool. And she also, I think she later made the same offer to Heather Hardy as well, that she would box her and also fight her in MMA. But obviously that's not going to happen now.
She fights in Combate too, so it's
And well, her last one was for Icon. So Combate and Icon.
Correct.
So
correct.
Hey, now we got the Showtime Bellator connection. Who knows?
Who knows? Why not? I'm sure she's spoken to Scott Coker
already. And her training, her main trainer in wrestling was Amazing Red, who is one of the OGs of the independent team.
High-flying innovator.
He's like Mount Rushmore of like those early Ring of Honor days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
And TNA, back in the TNA days as well. He was a big star for them. The rest of the card, guys, heavyweights Daniel Dubois and Joe Cusimano, Ivan Brancic fighting Montana Love. As you mentioned, Tommy Fury facing Anthony Taylor, and the lone prelim of the show, Charles Conwell. Pretty big prospect. Charles Conwell facing Juan Carlos Rubio. So
that's actually a dark fight. Yeah, that's an inter arena only fight. Yeah.
Okay. So that won't be available on Fight or anything like that. Okay. Nope. So that is strictly Casey will have a bootleg footage on his phone of that fight. Follow his Instagram. He will be streaming that fight illegally. Guys, we're gonna wrap here. But the final result of the how many pay per view buys does Paul Woodley get? 49%. So we hit about half of the voters here. I think it will do over 1 million. So something I think has changed, because I do not think this is what people were saying when it was first announced. I think maybe as recently as even 2 weeks ago, I think people would have been skeptical. But like we said, they seem to have hit all the right chords. Playing it is at 50% now. As I'm going to end this poll here. Thank you everyone who voted. Thank you everyone who is watching. Casey, how jazzed are you, man? We're close. We're less than 24 hours away now.
You know how jazzed I am. I'm going to play my jam.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, that'll be 8. So the card will begin 8 p.m. on Showtime pay-per-view and Fight, FITE.TV. If you guys just go to our website, we have a bunch of articles. All the articles about Paul Woodley have a link. You're one click away if you want to check it out. I say do it now. Don't wait for that rush. Order now and then just sit back and just relax and wait. Let the purity of combat sports wash over you on Sunday night. Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Jose, for joining us. And Casey, for being on site and being the best producer in the business. I'm Alexander Kaylee, signing off for the Paul Woodley.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Mark Raimondi.
Oh, for real? Yeah, happy for birthday, real. Mark Raimondi. I can't believe we have the same. We have the same.
Happy birthday. So crazy. Happy birthday, Marundi. Go watch some anime. Mark
Raimondi. And by the way, if anyone's paying attention to the UFC tonight, we'll probably see you guys later tonight as well for a post-fight show.
Are they still doing Ultimate Fighting still?
The main event's like
Ultimate Fighter 29 finale.
It's just like the best, most it's like the most competitive fight of the entire weekend too. It's the main event.
Paul Woodley, overrated. Guys, Paul Woodley, Sunday night. Thank you everyone for tuning in. We're out.
Bye.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.